In the quietness of the room, I can hear the clock ticking. I glance over at the clock, and I can see the second hand moving steadily around the face of the clock. I think to myself, how many times has that second hand ever gone round the clock? I suppose I could get near to the answer if I knew the age of the clock and used a calculator. It is easy to see that our lives are governed by time, and rarely do I go anywhere without a wristwatch because I always hate to be late. I sometimes think how much easier life would be if we all went to bed when it got dark and rose in the morning when it got light, and instead of observing strict meal times, we just ate when we were hungry. Life would be simpler. But it would be hardly possible to live like that in the 21st century. Time regulates our day, our week, so much so that we probably need to write down the times of appointments and engagements in our diaries. When I think about it, I'm so familiar with phrases like starting time, dinner time, bedtime, leisure time, opening time, and so I have to admit that life is governed by time. We might like to think that we are managing our time well, but often it feels as if time is managing us. We make plans, and often there is not enough time to fulfill our ambitions. We say we ran out of time, because time flies, especially when you're busy or enjoying yourself. There are many other expressions that we use to express the notion that time is an elusive thing. For example, we say time is too short, and because many of us live busy lives, and when faced with needing to tackle an urgent problem, we wonder how are we going to find the time. I heard an older person speaking while looking back over a long life and saying, I feel in some respects that time has passed me by. We need to prioritize to make the best use of time. Otherwise, our endeavors could become a waste of time. We need to be organized. And this is, of course, easier said than done. We hope you think that listening to Your Five for today is a good use of your precious time. We certainly want it to be. Many of us are dividing our time between work and family, looking after children, maybe caring for someone not well. Then there's the gardening and the housework, etc., and so it goes on. We might even think of other things to do and ask, where will I find the time, or even how can I spare the time? I would love to have more leisure time, to spend more time at pastimes. You might be thinking then life would be more enjoyable, more relaxing. I glance at the clock again and I think I still haven't made that phone call, or it's time to put the oven on, or whatever. On the tower of a church in Ilfracombe is a reminder of a message from the Bible. When people look at the clock for the time of day, they also get this message which says, it is time to seek the Lord. The Bible says that now is the time to respond to God's offer of pardon. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. That is to repent of our sins and trust the Son of God, the Saviour, for salvation. Many will be familiar with the well-known Lloyd Webber song and its lovely haunting tune, Time to Say Goodbye. May we see the importance of seeking the Lord now, before it is time to say goodbye. The day might come when it is too late. May God bless you.